But were you always looking over your shoulder? That there was a target on you?
You know, no. It wasn't a game to me, but I felt removed from it. People were following me whenever I'd go to South Florida or Boston. I did have kind of I got offered a job through a very questionable ex-FBI agent who was trying to get me a job in the paramutual industry. I'm a lifelong policeman. Why would you even call me and ask me if I want to consider a job? I tracked that down. I mean, the only thing I know how to do is investigate. If you give me something, before long I'll get to the bottom of it. And that job offer, I tracked it back to Paul Rico. These guys, man, they were devious. And life was a chess game. You know, I grew up playing checkers, so I had to revert to chess. Oh, no, I never...
Well, they probably didn't want to mess with you. That was leading back to they always dealt with gangland people. And if they start murdering police officers and that kind of thing.
You know, how they go about it was they'll try to just ruin your reputation or whatever.
We can kind of encapsulate the plan to take over World High Line led to deaths of four people. Roger Wheeler, Brian Halloran, Michael Donahue, and John Callahan. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
And Whitey was right. Killing Roger Wheeler was a mistake. So then we have, on March 14, 2001, the three members, Whitey Bulger, Stephen Fleming, and Johnny Martorano, indicted for Roger Wheeler's murder, with two other alleged conspirators already dead. And then in a plea bargain, Martorano confessed to some 20 murders by the gang, including Wheeler's, and he was given a 15-year sentence. But he was released in 2007 after serving only 6 years.
He had actually served longer than that. He had been in custody in the state of Massachusetts awaiting that final outcome of that. So he got credit just as anybody would, credit for time served. Probably did somewhere in the neighborhood of 11, 12 years.
Well, how did Johnny only get 12 years?
Well, Johnny held a deck of cards which had all aces. Johnny could get to testifying against two former FBI agents on their roles in murders, as well as testifying against Whitey Bulger in many, many murders and organized crime activities. So he was the first one to the prosecution that had some real value for multiple prosecutions. And out of those 20 murders, there was no way to make an arrest on those without him admitting to them. Those cases would have remained open forever, and he would have remained a free man forever on those murder charges because nobody had the evidence. He gave the evidence against himself as well as against the FBI. Now, unfortunately, what people don't understand is that you have to have a witness to prove a crime. As David Moss, our district attorney, used to talk about, crimes aren't cast with the people from the church choir. They're cast with criminals. Johnny is a guy that was loyal to his clan, his criminal group, until a point in time where he realized, hey, these guys were my demise. They were lying to me. They were snitching behind my back. He says, I will never be a snitch. I'm a big enough man that I will be a witness, and I will stand tall and tell this horrendous story. I can't speak for emotions, but I know Johnny Martorano pretty well, and he's not necessarily proud of what he did, but he says, I can't change what I did.
So you did have face-to-face conversations
with
Johnny?
Yeah, I had face-to-face for days with Johnny Martorano over the years, even met with him since he's gotten out of prison. We still maintain a little bit of a relationship.
How is it to talk to a man, you look into his eyes, you know he's killed 20 people? How does that make you feel in ways you look at him?
Well, you know, if you're sitting at a bar, you're wanting to watch your back because somebody might see him and you might catch a stray bullet. It's not unique. I have, for 30 some years, sat with killers in rooms quarter of the size of where we are now. I certainly don't understand them. I'm not that smart, but I can communicate with them. Johnny's a guy that told me more truth than many of the law enforcement people I came along. Is it hard, disgusting, tragic truth? Yeah, but he didn't lie to me. And he has a terrific memory that we were able to use for corroboration on so many different levels in this case. I mean, first of all, you have to be able to recognize what the minutiae is. So you can say, oh, I've seen that before, you know, match it up. If you just take this, well, I read it, I kind of know the story. You got to know every word. You got to know where every piece of evidence is. So when somebody says something, you say, oh, I can match that up. I certainly can't say Johnny's a good guy, but Johnny's a guy. He's a very interesting guy.
Did he ever feel guilty?
Over the years, again, I go back to the Boston newspaper, and all these guys live and die by the Boston newspaper. And this story was played out in Boston 1,000 times more than it did in Tulsa. And people in Boston know me. I mean, I go in a restaurant and people would say, are you that guy from Tulsa? Let me buy you dinner. You did a good thing. And so Johnny knew me that way. And he said, hey, you're pretty good friends with that son of Roger Wheeler, aren't you? And I said, oh, yeah, we're great friends. He said, man, this is a little weird, but could you deliver a message? Sure. And he said, man, could you just tell him it was only business to me? It's nothing personal. I said, wow, I'll tell him, but that's a pretty big thing.
And did you deliver that message?
Yeah, I delivered that
message. How did David?
It was hard. It was really hard. It's hard to this minute for David. This changed his life in so many ways. His father's death just destroyed that family. But Margarita, I think that he and I will be seeing each other in the future on something totally unrelated to this, relevant to this International Association of Cold Case Investigators. I'm going to involve him in a project.
So there is a bond between the two of you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But it's bad guy, good guy.
Yeah. Not friends, but he knows I'm on a mission, and he knows that I know more than anybody ever would want to know about him.
And he likes being helpful to you right now.
Well, you know,
you think it's kind of clearing his conscience to be helpful?
I wouldn't go that far.